Welcome back to another episode of Afternoon Delight. You put a little whoop on the one yesterday, so we got to have that. We got to have both, down and up.
Well, no, you said yesterday's show was awful, so I don't know.
No, well, the show was terrible, but the skyrocket was fantastic. It that was the peak. That was the peak of the show yesterday.
We peaked at the intro.
That's, at the intro.
That's awful.
All right. Got something to talk about today, and I feel like you're the perfect person to talk about it with, but do you know what I mean when I say Bama bump? You know what I'm talking about?
Yes. I mean, I've heard it enough times where I agree there is a Bama bump. I would agree there's a UGA bump as well.
So what I'm talking about is there's this theory out there that recruiting services, particularly like Rivals, mm-hmm. will give favorable treatment to players as far as rankings go after they commit to Alabama or Georgia. And then maybe they go in the opposite direction with Auburn.
Well,
so I guess it would be the Auburn. What's something that starts with an A that goes backwards?
Oh, wow.
That's tough.
Yeah.
We'll figure that out later. You're good at that. But do you buy into this theory, like that may be an actual thing?
Yes.
Okay. Well,
I don't know how much I buy into it because I think some of it is coincidence, like coincidental.
Yeah.
But I would venture to say if you broke down the last 15 years of recruiting,
yeah,
especially during the Saban era, I would venture to say that guys that get recruited as 3 and 4 stars somehow or another become 4 and 5 stars once they commit to Alabama. And I would say Georgia's probably going through a little bit of that now with Kirby, that he's established himself. I think that, you know, the Bama bump, I think you probably get a UGA bump as well now.
So the people that believe Auburn is on the opposite receiving end of that, the Auburn A word that goes backwards, I don't know what that is yet.
Yeah.
their argument was strengthened after this latest update.
Yeah.
So July is when Rivals does one of their – I think they do like maybe 6 throughout the year potentially.
Here's an important question you're asking me. Do you believe in it?
Hold on. Let me get there. I'll get there. Okay. So they did their update in July, and 3 Auburn commitments that are worth some of your higher ranks took some pretty decent drops in their ranking. Now,
yep.
I will be honest when I say that, I mean, I'm just going to be transparent. None of them, it was not like they dropped from like a 5-star to a 4-star and a 4-star to a 3-star. But I'll give you an example. Mycen Johnson Cook, the running back that everybody thinks is fantastic, super track star, big back. He was the number 63 overall player in the country. He's now dropped to number 95. That's 32 spots.
Wow.
Just since spring. So, like, I think a lot of people are like, how?
Season? Yeah, how does that happen?
How does that happen? Donovan Moore, you know, at one point in time, he was Auburn's highest-rated commit. He was 134, and he's dropped to 188. So that's 54 spots that he dropped, if I'm doing that math right. And then Ryan Jackson, it wasn't a big job. Big drop. I think it was like 28, somewhere in the 280s to somewhere higher in the 280s. It wasn't, like a handful of spots, like 5 or 6 spots.
Oh, yeah, like 4. Yeah.
Still, that begs the question. I'm sure there's other teams that had guys drop, but like Mycen Johnson Cook, like how does he drop to, you know, how does he drop over 30 spots when he didn't play a game? And just recently, like in May, he ran like a 10.4 or something incredible in a 100-meter dash. And like, we know he's not like losing speed or like things aren't necessarily changing about him. This doesn't help the people that believe that that theory is legitimate.
That's a big drop, dude. I mean, the 280 to 286 or whatever, or 285, whatever that is. Like, I don't have an issue with that, especially since it's north of 250. But when you're a top 75 player and now you're almost out of the top 100 during an offseason where you're winning track events, so you're still competing in a sport that is relative to football, and you're actually succeeding against other athletes that probably play football.
Yeah.
And you drop 40 spots. Kyle.
So, I mean,
you got to tie into this, right?
I don't know. Okay. Let me ask you this. And this will tell you how this will explain how I feel. Okay. So let's take Georgia for example.
Yeah.
Okay. Would you rather have a kid? Okay. Let's say you got two recruits.
Would you rather scenario? I love the would you rather.
Yeah. So you got recruit A and recruit B. Okay. Mm-hmm. Recruit A, his other top school is Virginia Tech.
Okay.
Auburn, Virginia Tech. Same position. Okay. Recruit B, same position. His other top school is Georgia. Which recruit do you want?
You're going to go with B.
Yeah, you're going to go with B. So do you think that that is a conspiracy? Or do you think that Kirby's just done a really good job at nailing evaluations and then developing them into really good players?
Okay, so I'm not going to give Kirby all the love there because I think that this even took place during Rick. I think it's a Georgia thing just as much as it is a Kirby thing and them evaluating players. So, as opposed to Virginia Tech, I think Kirby's – Kirby and the University of Georgia is definitely evaluating talent probably better and developing talent better than player A that had a top school of Virginia Tech than what Virginia Tech's doing.
So with that being said, now you could argue this is lazy on the rival standpoint, 247, that if Kirby offers somebody – that's going to alter the way we view them. That's lazy. But is it conspiratorial level? Is it conspiracy level? That's where I struggle. That's where the line that I live on. Like, they're not just giving bumps to a bunch of bums. You know what I mean?
I get that. Yeah.
And it was the same way with Nick Saban. If Auburn could get a kid that wanted to go to either Alabama or Auburn when Saban was there, it didn't matter what the ranking was. You felt like that kid was going to be, was going to be really good. So I guess define that for me. Is that, because to me, the bump thing is conspiratorial. It's like it's this plot to elevate Alabama and maybe even Georgia and then hold Auburn down. That's the way that I feel like a lot of people talk about it. And I don't know if that is necessarily the case or if it's just easy. It's easy when I'm a insert talent evaluator that comes up with these rankings. It's easy to sort of lean on some of these more elite coaches. And then, hey, if they like them, shoot, that may be worth 20, 30 spots in my eyes. Like, or I may go to an extra practice and view him, or I may go make sure that I notate him in a camp. Which one do you think is more likely? And then that will frame the way I think about it.
What if I told you that I believe that both things can be true, that there's a Bama bump and that there may be a conspiracy against Auburn because Auburn is not Alabama and Georgia? Like, I think with the Bama bump, I don't think that's conspiratorial at all. That's a good word, by the way, conspiratorial.
Yeah.
I think that it's because I saw it a couple of years ago. I thought it was hilarious. I talked about a guy that went to, and this wasn't even the SEC. There was a guy that was trying to decide like Notre Dame or somewhere else and ended up like going to Michigan. And because it was Michigan, they all of a sudden they jumped up in the rankings once they added their name to the hat. And I was like, oh, so the Big House gets a bump. And I think that kind of thing takes place with Alabama. And I think it's I'm with you on that part. I think that's lazy. I think that's, you know, oh, Saban's recruiting him. I haven't seen enough of him to know.
He must be good.
He must be good. So I got him at 119. He's probably a top 100 player if Saban's recruiting him. So let me, you know, next time rankings come out, let me throw him in the top 100. However, on that same, the conspiratorial process with Auburn, yeah, Auburn hasn't won but five games. Are they not evaluating talent very good? So maybe those guys aren't as good as we think they are. So I'm bumping them and bumping them down and instead of bumping them up. And so, I think they look at history and tradition. I mean, wouldn't you agree that even outside the Southeastern Conference, like Ohio State and Michigan gets those type bumps, I believe, when they bring in guys. I mean,
no doubt about it. And I think
because nobody said anything about Indiana bringing in all these good guys, and then they won the national title. So is Cignetti going to start to get that reputation to bring that to the program where maybe Indiana gets a bump? Because Ohio State and Michigan have always been there as far as at the top of the league. So, and same with Alabama and Georgia. So I think that regardless of if Rick gets gone tomorrow, the next Georgia coach, I still think they get a Georgia bump when they
Kirby, if Kirby leaves.
Yeah. If Kirby leaves Georgia tomorrow, I still think that the Georgia program gets a bump when they add their name to a list of a kid's, you know.
Okay. So let's say, okay. Can it work in the opposite? Can it work in the opposite where, I mean, let's just be honest. Let's call a spade a spade. Auburn's had some success with some high rated guys, but Auburn's also had some pretty famous busts. As five stars go, like you had Byron Cowart, who's the number one overall player in the country. That was, you know, a bust. You had a big five star offensive tackle, Calvin Ashley. That was a bust. Like you've had some busts. So, and you haven't had a ton of success. Do you think it could work that same philosophy? Do you think it's conspiratorial against Auburn, or do you think it's potentially the same philosophy that we're talking about with those big schools, just working in the opposite direction?
Well, I'm going to say conspiratorial because I'm an Auburn fan, and that's a very cool word to use because I think it goes.
I hope that's actually a word.
I think it goes outside of just football. I think it's with NCAA officials. I think it's in basketball. I think it's in baseball when you get a guy behind the plate that squeezes his own. And I think it's in football where you allow a hidden ball trick over on the side of the feel for a team to get a touchdown on an illegal play and nothing's done. So I think, yeah, I'm going with conspiratorial just because we're Auburn and I'm not going to give them the benefit of being lazy.
Let me ask you this
active approach at bumping us down.
Let's say over the next 4 years, Auburn wins 42 ball games.
Wow.
42 ball games. So that would be anywhere from a 9 to an 11 win season. So let's say after the 4 years, Auburn is rocking. Do you think that Auburn starts getting an Auburn bump? Or
then I've got a word for it. Then you get the Auburn acceleration.
but do you think – okay, if you think it's a conspiracy, then you would say that doesn't even – like there's no – Auburn still won't get that because it's a conspiracy against Auburn. Or do you think if Auburn starts winning and then really starts having some more success in the draft that maybe Auburn and Golish get a benefit of the doubt? Do you see that happening?
I see that happening because I think then Golish will show that he can – improve players and develop players, or he and his staff can. I'm never big on giving that all to the head coach, just because coordinators and position coaches work a lot closer. So, but yeah, I think that Golish would prove that. Because look, I mean, you look at Tennessee's coach right now. I mean, he's had fairly good success. They're probably looking at 35 plus wins over the last 4 years. Tennessee is. I mean, if you looked at it, and he hadn't gotten that nod of being a developer / Tennessee bump. And, you know, I don't know if that's because of location, because he's
competing. I don't really follow them that much, but I would think you're probably right. I don't think that like right now, if I had to choose between if Josh Heupel wants a guy and Kirby wants a guy, I want the guy Kirby wants.
Exactly.
Josh Heupel. As a matter of fact, the Josh Heupel guy doesn't even really do much for me.
No.
Even though you're right, they've won 38 games in the last 4 years. So that's almost, 10 win seasons. You had 11 40, win, 9 win, 10.
That's almost 40 over 4 years. So, maybe that's the watermark. Maybe 40 plus is the watermark. And if Golish goes, runs off 40 wins in the next 4 years, 40 plus wins in the next 4 years, yeah, by year four, clearly they're going to be like, oh, this guy's bringing him in. He's putting him through and he's putting him in the league. And that's what Saban had going for him. I mean, you had guys say it. Hey, you want to make it the league, go play for Bama and Saban. And he did. I mean, you look at
now, he did also have all the best players that he would always have the highest likelihood of going pro anyway, but he didn't. There just weren't a lot of busts. I think someone did the math, and it was like, if you were a five-star and you went to Alabama, you had like X amount of chance higher to go to the NFL than another five-star that went elsewhere. But I don't think it's necessarily like it's in the water. You know what I mean? You get there and you get better. I think it's just there was just a bigger collection of talent, and the competition was just at a level that was crazy. And so people were buying into that. Now, as things are spread out a lot more, that's obviously different. So, Ben, I think, from what I can tell, I don't know that you actually believe in the conspiracy. I don't know that you believe it.
Probably don't, but I want to go on record as saying when Auburn is hurt, it's a conspiracy theory.
There you go. Auburn. That's what you know what that's called, Ben? It's called boog. That's what that is. That's the definition right there. Just reckless boog.
It's funny you brought that up about Alabama and the competition, because I don't know what pod it was on. It was an excerpt, but Derrick Henry was one of the guests, and then another, like a linebacker, was a guest that went to another school, went to like Penn State or somewhere like that.
Yeah,
and they came down and did an official he did his official visit and went to practice and saw the way Alabama practiced and literally said, "I'm not coming here. This is way too much work. I'm not coming here." And so you're right. It was not just did he get the best players, and I don't even know if it's so much development as much as he made sure every day was a competition, so they developed each other, whether it was the coaching staff or the competition rose to the level of success. Like, for a starting linebacker who's in the NFL to go to a practice and be like, "Nope, way too hot down here in Alabama. I ain't doing these type practices.
I'm working this hard."
Yeah, the guy was like, "I'm clearly not going to work this hard, so I'm not going to do it." So, I think that speaks more to standard than it does development. That's just kind of what you got under that staff. And I think Kirby kind of, He lets it slide on the off the field stuff, but
drive as fast as you want.
Yeah. But when they're
working, to the metal.
When they're working, they're working.
Sure.
And I think I honestly think that's I'm seeing that from this staff.
Me too. You led me there. That's where I was trying to lead you, but you already got me there before I even had to lead you very far. No, I agree. I think that the things that make those programs great that in turn earn them those benefits of the doubt when they're recruiting. And then, a guy gets bumped and maybe that increases your hype. And then maybe you get a couple more recruits off of that. Like, I think Auburn can benefit from that. They got to prove it though.
Yep.
I think the things that Alex Golish is doing on the field, not necessarily recruiting, on the field are going to yield to hopefully similar results. And then maybe Auburn, maybe there will be an Auburn bump. Like if Auburn, especially like, hey, let's say Byron Brown goes off, then maybe you get another portal quarterback in, you know, another portal quarterback that goes off. And then a guy like Gary Chapman Jr., if you get another commit like that, maybe some eyeballs start going, hey, that's a Golish quarterback. Like Golish wants that guy. He's got to be better than what we're seeing because Golish hadn't missed on a quarterback yet. You know, that kind of conversation.
This takes me back to the conspiracy part because since they've been on campus, Kyle, we did a whole pod on this because you called out like the weights and all that, the height and weight from, you know, back from spring to what they are now from the most recently released roster. I mean, they're putting guys in the weight room more. I mean, they're putting the product on the field. Let's take away wins and losses. Product on the field is going to be a better product than what we've been used to seeing, just from a physical standpoint. And so that is what you get from Michigan, Ohio State, Alabama, Georgia. And so I think that that is doable at Auburn. And, yeah, you're right. He wins 40-plus games in the next 4 years. Then it'll be one of those where it's like a kid's ranked 115. And as soon as he adds Auburn's name to the list, they're going to go, well, if Golish is going after him, we've seen he's won 40-plus games in 4 years. Maybe that kid needs to be in the top 100 now.
Exactly.
And so then you get your Auburn acceleration instead of the conspiracy.
And you got to spell the lure. Acceleration has to be a U. So you got the A, because Auburn loves to do that stuff.
Yes. We do it with Afternoon Delight.
I know. We all love it.
Yeah, we love it.
Ben, this is a teaser for tomorrow. Okay. Golish did something absolutely genius. We're going to talk about it tomorrow. So just hang in there. I'm not going to spoil it. Make sure you like. What's that?
He erased his GIN number.
No, he did something genius. And I can't wait to talk about it.
Love it.
We'll be back again tomorrow. Make sure you like, make sure you subscribe. If you want to watch us and laugh at us, you can subscribe to the YouTube Premium and it's up there every single day. So jump in there. There's a lot of content coming. Man, we got that 24-hour stream. They'll throw Afternoon Delights on there. But if you want to get it on demand, you got to be a member of the YouTube Premium unless you just want to just continue listening to audio. And we're not very attractive, so that may be a wise option. I'm speaking for myself, Ben. You're kind of a stud.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to get out of here. Y'all have a great rest of your day. War Eagle.
War damn Eagle.